Fiona Kelly is here with it, says in the papers.
Garda Commissioner Drew Harris has turned down the offer of an extension to his contract. That's according to the lead story in today's Irish Times. Conor Lally reports that Mr. Harris, who turns 60 early next year, accepted a two-year extension to his initial five-year contract, which began in 2018 last year, but that he has indicated that he's not interested in extending it further. Lally has it that Mr. Harris will be leaving the job in about 10 months' time. Policing also dominates today's Northern papers, while businesses in Belfast consider whether they should close early today, with protests by far-right activists and anti-racism campaigners scheduled to take place during rush hour. The PSNI has released images of six men they want to speak to in relation to the recent violence and attacks on police officers. The Irish News and Belfast Telegraph both carry those images on their front pages this morning. Two of them have their faces partially covered, and two of them are slightly blurry but still fairly identifiable, while the last two men, who look to be in their 50s or 60s, are clearly identifiable. We simply can't build that many new homes, that's the lead headline in today's Irish Daily Mail, which is built around internal documents obtained by the paper, revealing correspondence from officials in the Department of Finance to Minister Jack Chambers, stating that there isn't the capacity in the construction industry to start building 18,000 homes in 1 month, the figure which Housing Minister Dara O'Brien announced were due to get underway in April. Craig Hughes reports that while there were that many commencement notices, the spike was attributed to builders and developers seeking to avail of waivers of various payments before the deadline expired in April. Domestic abusers should be removed from their homes on foot of allegations of violence while claims are being investigated. That viewpoint, which was expressed by Children's Ombudsman Niall Muldoon in an interview with Ellen Coyne in today's Independent, marking 20 years since that office was established, generates today's lead story. The Irish Examiner leads with the line that more than 570 restaurants, cafes and other food businesses have closed since September. The Restaurants Association of Ireland, which has released those figures, says that the increase in the VAT rate has been a significant factor. The plot to launch an attack on fans attending a Taylor Swift gig in Vienna, which led to the cancellation of three concerts and the arrest of two teenagers, is covered on the front of the Irish Daily Mirror. Ireland's first ever civic reception for Olympic athletes provides the Irish Daily Star with its lead story this morning. The paper suggests that the homecoming party, which is due to take place in Dublin on Monday, will be similar to the celebration for the boys in green after Italia 90. And finally, the Irish Sun is entirely focused on tonight's 400-metre women's final, which, of course, Rashida Adelecki is competing in. Her mum, Ada, tells Gary Manili that she's delighted to be in Paris to cheer her daughter on and to be there with so many of her teachers from St Mark's Primary School in Talla, including her former PE teacher, Deirdre Lunny. Ada recalls that Ms Lunny was the one who pushed for Rashida to get into a then oversubscribed Talla Athletics Club when she was in sixth class, and how after that she never looked back. Nation holds its breath.